Mesechtas Sota, Daf Yud Tes, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Chesam and Beis, and the Gemara will discuss the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Sota in Parshas Nasai, Parakei, Pasuk of Tes, which states, Zeis Teres HaKenois, Ashatista Isha, Tachas Isha, Vinitma, and as we will see, all agree that the word Zeis is definitely telling us a Miut as its Lashon Yachid, while the phrase Teres HaKenois is Mashma, that this is the Torah and the obligations and the procedure that you should do for all the times that she becomes a Sota, as the Lashon Kenois is a Lashon Rabbim. And our Gemara begins, Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Zois Teres HaKenois, and Melamed She'isha Shoyis V'Shoyna, the Tanakhama holds that this teaches us that a woman can drink, and once again drink a second time, if her husband warns her, and she secludes once again. And Rashi says, Teres HaKenois, Torah Achas L'Chol HaKenois, every single time that you have a din of Saita, you have to have this Torah, and you have to go through this procedure, Shebekulun Yasala K'Torah HaZois. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, however, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Tanakhama, and he holds, Zois, since the Torah uses Lashon Yachid, and says, Zois, therefore, we learn out that a woman cannot drink a second time, and it would seem that a woman can only be a seita at one point in her lifetime. However, Rabbi Yehuda states, there was a story where there was an edus said in front of us by Nechunya who used to dig dishes, and Rashi says he would dig dishes in order to gather together water for the Eilu Golem besadis uvedrachim. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out that if this is the same Nechunya Chayfa Shichin that is mentioned in Masechet Shkolim in Parakei Pasuk Aleph, then it comes out that he lived a very long time. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that he bore testimony that a woman would go and drink and repeat itself, and she would be able to be a seita a second time during her lifetime. And we makabel his edus that if Rachel was originally married to Reuven and Reuven warned her, and then she secluded herself with a man and she became a seita and she drank from her marim and she was found innocent, and then either her previous husband Reuven died or he divorced her and she married Shimon, and Shimon goes and gives her kinoi and she has stira, and even though she drank the Mayim Marim once before in her lifetime, she could drink once again because it's with a different husband. However, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitase says Avaloi B'Ishechad, that if she was only married to one man, then once she already drank the Mayim Marim at one point, she can no longer drink the Mayim Marim again based on the same husband's kinu and stira. And the Braisa brings down a third shita, that a woman cannot drink the Mayim Marim a second time, and it doesn't make a difference if it was based on one husband's kinu and stira, or if it was based on two separate husbands, Kinyan and Stira. Now, as we explained at the beginning, the word Zois is Lashon Yachid, and the word Teres HaKenois is Mashma Lashon Rabbim, and L'chir, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita seems to be the best Shita. Zois teaches us that she can only drink once from one husband. However, Teres HaKenois teaches us that she could drink a second time if she is married to a second husband, and he warns her, and she secludes herself. However, the Gemara asks for Tanakama, according to Tanakama, that states that a woman could be Shoisa and Shoina, and it seemed that she could do so, even if it would be from the same husband, Haksiv Zeis, but we have the Miyat of Zeis, which seems to say that she can only drink once. Rabbanan Basrai, and the Rabbanan that we had at the end of the Braisa, Nami Haksiv Teres, it also has a Lashon Rabbim, and it seems that she could drink at multiple times, and the Rabbanan said that she can never drink twice, Bein B'Ishecha, Bein B'Zanashim. So Lachir, what's Pshad in Tanakhama, and what's Pshad in Rabbanan? And the Gemara answers, Am Rava, B'Ishecha, Rubayil Echa, the Kula Amalai Pligi, the Eina Isha Shaisa V'Shaina, that there's no question, all agree, that if there would be only one husband, and he warns her a second time about the same Bayil, and then she goes and secludes herself with the same boil, and we continue on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, D'chsiv Zeis, as since the Pasuk says Zeis, which is a Lashon Yachid, so we definitely learn that if she actually was warned from the same husband about the same boil, then she would not drink from the Mayim Marim a second time. And the Gemara continues, B'shnei Anashim V'shnei Boilim D'kuli Amalei Pligi D'isha Shais V'shayna D'chsiv Teras, and there is no Machlekes, and even the Rabbanon agree that if there would be two separate husbands and they warned her about two separate men, then all agree that the woman would drink and would repeat herself and would drink a second time, as the Pasuk states, Teres HaKenois, which is a Lashon Rabbim. Therefore, the Divrei HaKol, we now see how they use the word Zeis, and we also see that they all use the words Teres HaKenois. And it comes out that all three opinions agree in the two outlying cases. The Gemara continues, and Ki Pligi, where is the machlekes between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanon, B'ish Echad U'Shnei Boilin, and B'Shnei Anashim U'Boil Echad, either in the case where there was one husband, but there were two separate Boilin that he warns her about, or there were two separate husbands, and they each warned her about the same Boil. And the Gemara explains Machlekes, Tanakama Sava, the Tanakama holds Teras L'Rabuya Kulay, that the word Teras HaKenois is come between Marbo, that a Saita can drink to Mayim Marim multiple times, and the only time that she doesn't drink to Mayim Marim multiple times is based on the Pasuk Zois, L'Mu'ute Ish Echad U'Boil Echad, and that's come between Mayit. If it's the same husband and the same Boil, then she won't drink from the Mayim Marim a second time, and the Tanakama is only Mayit, the most outlying case, and the case which is most Mistavra to Mayit, as Rashi says, U'Mistavra, the Hom Mi'is Kamayit, Shlo Yikanala Baal Zeh Pamacheres, then it makes sense that the husband should not be able to warn her about the same man a second time after she already drank from the Mayim Marim and she proved herself to be innocent. And the Gemara continues, Rabbanan Basrai, and the Chacham who stated, Eina Isha Shaisa V'Shayna, Bein B'Ish Echad, Bein B'Beiz Anashim, Savri, they hold, Zois L'Mute Kulu, Tairas L'Rubuya, Shnei Anashim V'Shnei Bailim. The word Zois is counted by it, that you never drink a second time, aside from the most outlying case, and that's only in the case where there were two husbands and two separate Bailim. And since there were two husbands that warned her about two separate men, so therefore she could drink a second time. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda takes a middle position, Zois L'Mute Tati, that the word Zois comes from Maya two cases, and Tairas L'Rabbis Tati, and Tairas Hakanois is coming to be Marba two cases. Zeis L'Mute Tati, the word Zeis comes from Maya two cases. Number one, Ish Echad O'Bayil Echad, a case where there was one husband and one Bayil, where everyone agrees that she would not drink a second time. And in addition, Rabbi Huda adds to that, Ish Echad U'Shnei Bayilim, if there was one husband, even though there were two Bayilim, that she still would only drink one time. And Rabbi Huda continues, Tairas, the phrase Tairas Hakanois L'Rabuya Tati, that's coming to include two different cases. Number one, Shnei Anashim O'Bayil Echad, a case where the two husbands and there was only one Bayil, and Shnei Anashim and Shnei Bayilim, and of course including the case where the two husbands and two separate Bayilim will all agree that she would drink a second time. And keep in mind, of course, that according to all Shitas, there is a case where a woman could drink a second time, and there is also surely a case where a woman cannot drink a second time. And the question is, if a husband goes and warns a woman a second time and she goes and has stira with a man a second time, what would be halacha? And the Rambam clearly states that she would be usa to her husband because l'maisa she can't drink from the Mayim Marim, but the Maaser there was Kinyan Stira. However, other Rishonim argue, and they say the whole Pasha of Saita doesn't apply to her, and she wouldn't be us at all. And we begin the third parak, and we begin the new Mishnah, that the husband would take her mincha from the cheap basket that she had her mincha in, which she brought from her home, as opposed to a regular mincha that they used to bring in gold and silver kalim. At this point, he would place the mincha into the klisharis, which this mincha only had flour and it didn't have any shemen or levina, and v'nais lal yada, and her husband would place the mincha on her hand. And even though we saw before that they placed the mincha on her outstretched arms in order to tire her out, at this point they were placing the mincha on her hands in order for her to do tenufa. And Rashi states, "Hayu neitel minchasa habal," referring to the husband. There is no requirement for a kohen aside from the point of kmitza and further, as well as hagasha, as Rashi says, "Vagasha nami tchilas kmitzi she'in zar." As the Zohar can't get close to Mizbech. And Rashi points out, Ava Kiddush Kli, V'yitziku U'Belila B'tu'unais, however, Zohar is kasha to place the mincha into a klisharis in order to give a Kiddush Saguf, as opposed to the original Kiddush's Dom and Kiddush's Pad that originally had, when the mincha came to the base of Middash, either in the Kfifa Mitzvahs by the Mincha's Kanais, or by regular mincha in the Kleilik of Kesef or of Zav, and the pouring and the mixing of the oil that is required in other menachais, that would be kasha bizarre. And the Mishnah continued, V'kayim Menichas Yadim Tachteh O'Menif, that the Kayim places his hand under her hand and he does tnufa. From the Mishnah, it's definitely mashma that up until this point, the Kayim was not involved and the husband, who was considered the Bala Karbin, was involved in taking the mincha from the Kfifa Mitzvahs and placing it into the Klisharis. However, Ayin Taisis, who brings down from the Yishalmi, that states, V'loka Kayim Yada Isha as Mincha Sakanais, V'chyal Yadu Humeinif, V'lo Yal Yada, is it true that the Kayim would do tnufa and not her? Ela Mikan, Shehu Naitel Mikli Chol, V'nais of the Klisharis, that the Kayim is the one who takes it from the Klichol and places it in the Klisharis. So Hainu Mashmud, like a Pirish Rashi, the Pirish to Bala Yenoytel, that this Mashmud, not like Rashi, who says that the husband would take from the Klichol and place it to the Klisharis. And Taisa says it's possible to say that it's a mitzvah of the Kayan to take the Mincha from her hand, and once he takes it from her, then it makes sense that he places it into the Klisharis. But in the Chanami, by right, a Zor can place it in the Klisharis as well. And therefore, Taisa continues, V'Kayim Nechaz Yadet Tachtah, Hayde Itzrich Sulim Mistah, V'Kayim Nechaz Yadet Tachtah, L'Chayr, if the Kayan already placed the Mincha into the Klisharis, why does the Mishnah have to once again mention a Kayan, and why does he have to say that the Kayan placed his hands underneath her hands if he was already holding onto the Klisharis? Taisis yet again brings to the Yishalmi, Lashmina, this teaches us the truth of the Kayan, and the Yishalmi is bothered that how could it be that the Kayan will place his hands underneath her hands and will actually come into contact with this woman and be Ivan the Issa of Nagia and the Eina Davakia and Menech Ma'apa Ve'ina Chaitis, and it can't be that the Kayan will place some sort of a handkerchief between his hand and her hand, as that would definitely be a Chatzitsa, and therefore the Yishalmi states that we bring an older Zokin, we allow an older Zokin to actually come into contact with this woman's hands. And the Yishalmi also brings that even if it would be a younger Kayan, but in the Yitzhar Mitzuyel Shah, that the Yitzhar would not be Matzah for a moment, and therefore we allowed him to have Nagia for the moment of Tenufa. And some explain when our Mishnah stated, V'kayim Nechas Yodah Mitachter, it doesn't mean that he actually comes into contact with her, but they place it on the same basket, he places her hand besides her hand, and the reason why the Yerushalmi asks the question is because at that moment it's possible that they come into contact with them, and there's a potential for Negiya in that case, and in that scenario, it actually makes sense what the Yerushalmi says, that it's a Kohen Yelad, She'in Yetzahar Mitzuya L'Shar, as that actually would be only for a moment. And Ayin and Taisa Shans, who brings that L'Chaira, when the Kohen and the woman will be doing Tufa together, L'Chaira will be a Chatzitza, the woman's hands will be a Chatzitza between the Kohen's hands and the Kli. We find such a concept when Shutfim are doing Tufa together, where the Gemara is bothered that L'Chaira is a Chatzitza, so L'Chaira over here, there should be a Chatzitza problem as well. And Taisa Shans points out that over here, there's a Xeris HaKosov, that this is not a Chatzitza, as the Torah requires that the Kohen should place his hands underneath the woman's hands. And then Taisa Shans points out, as we explained before, that it's possible that in Chanami, the Kohen would not place his hands underneath the woman's hands, and he would just place his hands next to the woman's hands, but he actually would not go and place his hands directly underneath the woman's hands. And like we said before, this would take care of the problem, not only of Chatzitza, but also of Negiya. And we continue with the Mishnah, Hein if they did Tufa, the Hegish, and then the Kohen brings it close to him, his back, Kamatz, he does a Kmitza, the Hikter, and he takes the Kmitza, and he places it under his back, Vashah, Nechal Kohenim, and the rest of the Mincha will be eaten by the Kohenim. And some Agurus over here, Kamatz, Umolach, the Hikter, that after the Kmitza, they will put salt on it, and then they will makter it. And this is clearly the Gesa of Taisus in Mesechus Ben Ochsan, Afid Chesu Ben Alf, as well as Taisus Sanhedrin, Pei Bezer Bez. However, the Taisus Shans over here states, Avod Molach Loiktani, we are not Gurus Molach, the Pshita, that's Pasha, we didn't have to say it, the Chsiv, Akol Kabancha, Taker of Melach, and therefore we never see that the Gemara adds in that we have to salt any carbon, and therefore it wouldn't add in that we have to salt the Milchas Kinois. And the Taisus Shans continues that even though in the Brisa on Daf Yudalam and Beis, we do mention Umalach, that's because that Brisa is bringing down the entire Seder and the entire procedure of every Mincha, and therefore, of course, we mention Melach. And he also says, even though that Tufa and Kibitza are standard by a Mincha, however, we still say it, as there are many Menachas that do not require Tufa, and there are also many Menachas that do not require Kibitza, Kagoyim, Minchas Koyin, or Minchas Nesachim, Ayin and Taisa Shans. And the Mishnah continues, Hayim Mashka, that first the Saita would drink the water, and only afterwards would she bring her mincha. And as we learned earlier, the effect of the mayim would only take place after she already brought her mincha. And we saw on Daf Yudalam Beis that this is definitely the shita of Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Shimon argues and says, makrovis minchasa, she would first bring her mincha, va'akin hayimashka, and only afterwards would she actually drink from the me'amarim. Shenema, as the pasuk states, v'kametz ha'kayim min ha'mincha es askuras, or v'hiktam es becha, and only afterwards does it say, va'akha yashka se'isha es ha'mayim. So clearly we see that the hashka of the saita only happens after the haktara of the mincha. And Rav Shimon continues that even though this is din l'chatchila, however, b'di'evet im hishka v'akach hikruv mismachasa kshira, if she drank the mayim marim and only afterwards brought on mincha, it would still be valid and the mayim marim would still have its effect. And we begin our Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua d'Arei, Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua of his generation, and we will get back to this word in a moment, le'tesev akrach adam mefashas l'alhal milsa, that you should not sit down until you explain to me the makara for this din, minayel mincha saita shetun l'trufa, how do we know that mincha saita requires tufa? And the Gemara asks, Minolan, what type of question is this? V'heinif k'sivba, it's a mefurish pasuk that says, v'heinif is a mincha l'fnei Hashem. And the Gemara answers, Ela b'baylim minolan, that Rabbi Lezer's question was, how do we know that the baylim have to do tufa? And interestingly enough, although we stated that the husband is the one who is considered the baylim regarding taking the mincha from the kfifa mitzvahs and placing the klisharis, however, b'negeya the din of tufa, the wife is considered the baylim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yeshu responded, Asya yad yad mishlamim, we have a gzeir shava from the word yad that states by Saita and the word Yad that states by Shlomim, and we learn each from each other. Ksiv Hacha, it says Benegeya Saita, Veloka Hakoyim Yada Isha, Ksiv Hasim Benegeya Shlomim says Yadav Tiviana, Makan Koyin Afrahalan Koyin, just like over here Benegeya Saita, the Pasuk specifically says Veloka Hakoyim Yada Isha, Smincha Sakanais, Vehenev Esamincha, so therefore we see that the Koyin has to do Tlufa, so therefore we learn out Benegeya Shlomim, even though it doesn't say that the Koyin has to do Tlufa, but based on this Zeir Shava, we know that the Koyin also does Tlufa, Umala Lon Bailim, and just like Benegeya Shlomim, we know that the Bailim do Tufa, as the Pasuk states, Yadu Tufiyana is Isha Hashem, as a Chilav Alachazi Vienu, as a Chazi Lahonifa is the Tufa of Hashem, and therefore, Afkan Bailim, also Benegeya Saita, we require the hands of the Bailim to do Tufa, Haketzad, and therefore, what is the procedure? Meneach Yadu Tachzidea Bailim, Remainif, the Kayan places his hands underneath the hands of the Bailim, and they do Tufa together. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yeshua Dare, Amir, who he's Amir, Ovidayu Shal Belozab Ben Pedas, and he was in the generation of Belozab Ben Pedas, and that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas is speaking to Rabbi Yeshua, and the reason why the Gemara specified that was Bedarei, because there was another Rabbi Yeshua, Shoyitana Ba Plukta Rabbi Yenison Bekula Gemara, that there was another Rabbi Isha who was a Tana, who was the Baplukta Rabbi Yenison in the entire Shas, behind him to come Rabbi Isha Darei, the Loitim Rabbi Isha Azokin. Don't think they were speaking to Rabbi Isha Azokin, who also overlapped with Rabbi Elazar ben Pinhas and with this other Rabbi Isha, including by the fact Rabbi Elazar said to him, Loitesiv Akrach Adam first Lal Hamilsa, he couldn't be speaking with Rabbi Isha Agadol, as it wouldn't be covered to speak to him in this manner. And the Gemara continues that at the beginning of the Mishnah, we already stated, Hainet Vehigish, Kamats Vehikdera, Vashar Nechel Kainim, and then we continue and we state, Hayimashkab Akrach Makavis Minchasa, and the Gemara is, Dalamaisa Akrava, you already brought it, as we stated, they already did Tufa, you did Hagasha, you did Kmitza, and you did Haktara. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says that Tanakam holds, you be Mashka, and then you be Makavis Mincha? And the Gemara answers, Hachikama, this is what the Mishnah meant to say, Say the Minchasa Ketzad, what is the order of Hamincha? Hainet Vehigish, Kamats Vehikdera, Vashar Nechel Kainim, now that we know the procedure for her mincha, uvashka gufa pligi Rav Shimon Rabbanon, and benegei when she actually drinks, that's gufa machlokes between Rav Shimon Rabbanon. Rabbanon savi mashka v'akach machlokes minchasa. Rabbanon hold that she would actually drink the mayim marim first, and only afterwards would be makas the mincha. And lefi the Rabbanon in a chinami, this entire mishnah only occurred after she drank from the mayim marim, and at that point the baal would take from her mincha from the kfifa mitzvahs and place it into the klisharis, and would continue with the entire procedure of bringing her mincha. And Rav Shimon savi makas minchasa. Rav Shimon holds that our Mishnah is in the proper order, that you first be makif hamincha, v'achach mashka, and only afterwards would she drink from the mayim marim, shenema, as the pasuk says, v'achach yashka, that only after she had akhtara of her mincha, then she would drink from the mayim marim. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah. Rav Shimon continued and stated that even though I hold that the mincha has to be hukah first, and then the ashka of seita, but v'mishka, v'achach hikrik v'smichasa k'shira, but if she does it in reverse, and she first drinks from the mayim marim, and only afterwards would bring her mincha, then it would be kosher, and the mayim marim would actually be valid and would actually still work, even though this is the shita of Rav Shimon, and according to Rav Shimon, the seida is not ma'akev. However, we will see that the shita of Rabbi Akiva is that the seida is actually ma'akev. And we continue on Daf Yud Tesav Beis, and before we begin the brisa, let's just point out that three times in the Pasha Seita, where the Torah uses the Lashon Hashka, the first time is in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, where the Torah states, V'hishka se'ishas me'amarim amarim, ubo ubo amayim amarim lamarim. The second time is in Pasuk Chaf Vav, v'kamat zakayim in aminchas askaraso v'hiktam esbecha, v'acha yashka. And the third time is the next pasuk in Pasuk of Zion, where it says v'hishka samayim v'hoisin nitma v'timol mal b'isha ubo ubo amayim amarim lamarim v'tzavta bitna v'nafli reicha v'hoisin isha l'ala b'karav amo. The first brisa that we will have on this amid will actually discuss two shitas. There will be the shita Rabbi Kiva and the shita Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi points out that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon both agree that the proper procedure for a seita was that she would first bring her karban mincha and only afterwards drink from the mayim amarim. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon will be in certain details, b'negei the seita, even though they agree to that point. And the Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, v'hishka matam leima. Why does the Torah state the first word, v'hishka, which is stated prior to the bringing of the mincha, v'aloik fanema v'hishka, but the Torah will once again say the word v'hishka after you bring the carbon mincha, and we know that that one is dafka, since the Pasuk states in Pasuk Havav, v'kamet zakayim min ha-mincha es askerasa, v'hiktam esbecha, that only after you did the aktara of the mincha adam esbech, v'acha yashka se'isha samayim, and only afterwards can the Saita drink the Mayim Marim. And Rabbi Kiva therefore learns that the first Vahishka is coming to teach us that if there was Mechikas Megillah that occurred, and even if that Mechikas Megillah happened prior to bringing the Karban Mincha, and the Saita doesn't admit guilt, and she says, I'm innocent, but I don't want to drink from the Mayim Marim, that even so, Rabbi Kiva holds that we would still force her to drink, since Lamaisa, she caused that there would be Mechikas Hashem, and even though the Mechikas Hashem actually occurred out of order, since she still did not bring her carbon mincha. And the Braisa will continue and discuss the Shita Rav Shimon, and as Rashi points out, there really is no machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon as to what the order was, and both agree that the bringing of the mincha took place prior to the drinking of the mayim marim. However, there's just some machlekes as to which psukim we will learn out. And Rabbi Shimon says that instead of learning from the pasuk of Vahishka, he says v'acha yashka matam leima, that he feels that the words v'acha yashka is extra, because v'aloik fanema, since the pasuk will say in the Hishka that after you already brought the mincha, the Torah says you will then give her to drink. Therefore, he says the words v'ach yashka are extra. It's teaching us that the only time that you will actually have to drink is only after all of the procedures that were mentioned previously were completed. And maga gimel dvarim akvin bar. And therefore, it teaches us there are three things that are ma'akev by a seita. Number one, that it's ma'akev actually karav akimitz, that if she didn't bring a kmitza, then she cannot drink to mayim marim. And number two, v'achle nimcha b'mgila, that she cannot drink to mayim marim prior to the Mechikas HaMegillah, but actually to Kabbalah Shvuah, and she could also not drink from the Mayim Marim prior. prior to being makabel the shvua. The Gemara explains actually karva kaimitz that she cannot drink the mayim marim prior to bringing the kmitza. Rav Shimon tamei, this is Rav Shimon l'shitasai. The amma makrav is mincha, so v'akim mashka that she has to be makrav mincha, and only then can she drink from the mayim marim. And the rishayim are bothered. The lechir is not necessarily true, as Rav Shimon Gufa said in the Mishnah in Hishkav akach hikrav is mincha sekshira that if she did drink from the mayim marim prior to bringing her carbon mincha, that would be kosher and would be valid. So how could our Gemara state that Rav Shimon holds that gimel dvarim are ma'akvin ba? And some explain at least b'negeir that kravas hakaimitz, it doesn't mean that it's mamish ma'akev even b'dievid, but at least l'chatchila it is ma'akev. And others explain that in a chinami, although Rav Shimon agrees that if she drank the mayim marim prior to bringing the kmitza, that would be still valid. However, the actual mayim marim would not have any effect on her until after she actually brought the kmitza, and that's what it means that the kmitza is ma'akev and she won't die until she brings the kmitza. And the Gemara continues, actually nimcha b'megillah el mayim mashkila. How can you say that Rav Shimon says ma'akev prior to having mechikas megillah? Of course that's ma'akev, because what else are you giving to her drink? It wouldn't be considered a mayim marim if you didn't actually scrape off the letters into the water. Rav Ashi says le'nitzucha le'shurishum nika. And Rav Ashi explains Rav Shimon is being mechadish to us that even if you actually scraped off the letters, but there's still some hecker of the letters on the cloth, that would still be ma'akev, and the mayim marim would not be valid prior to actually erasing all the letters, and the letters would not be recognizable at all. And the Gemara continues that the third thing Rav Shimon taught us is that the mayim marim would not work actually to kabbal shvua prior to her being kabbal shvua. And the Gemara asks mishtud le'shasya, it's mashma that she couldn't drink the mayim marim her michtav kasvila, but you could write the pasha of the saita on the cloth even prior to making her make a shvua. Va'amar Rava, we saw on Daf Yedayin Rabbeis that Rava taught us megillah saita she kasva kaidim she kabbal shvua le'asa le'klum, that if they wrote the megillah saita prior to her being kabbal shvua, it's not considered valid writing and it's not considered a valid scroll. The Gemara answers inachinami, if they didn't make a swear, then the actual scroll would not be valid and they couldn't even write it at this point. And the reason why Rav Shimon stated it in this brisa was only because he was stating two other dinim that would only be ma'akev the soita's drinking of the water, and therefore they mentioned this as well, even though it's actually ma'akev and you can't even write the scroll prior to actually being mashpiyahar. And the Gemara continues that although we just saw a brisa where we understood the sheet of Rav Shimon, but the Gemara now asks, but Ma'akev Mifkli, what is the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon? And the Gemara explains that Tlasa Kreksi, the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon, is based on three times that it says in the Torah the Lashem Hashka. So we have the first time that it says Hashka, the Hishka Kama, which is in Pasuk of Dalid, where it uses the term of Hashka prior to discussing the Mincha, and then after the Haktara of the Mincha, the Pasuk states Ve'achi Yashka Se'isha Samayim, and finally V'Hishka Basra, we have the third time where the Torah says V'Hishka, and the Gemara says Rabbanon Savid, Rabbanon Hold, V'Hishka Kama Lugufai, Shemashka V'achi Machav V'Smincha. The first time the Torah says V'Hishka is telling us that the proper procedure is that the Saita first drinks for the Mayim Marim, and only afterwards will bring her carbon. And the Rabbanon continue V'Achi Yashka Mibayle L'Shurishume Nika, and the Rabbanon say when the Torah states V'Achi Yashka, it doesn't mean that after the procedure of the Kmitza, at that point you give it to drink. It just means that after you make sure to erase the scroll completely, then you give it to drink. And it teaches us that if the letters are recognizable, then it would not be valid. And the Hishka Basra, and the last time it says V'Hishka, it's teaching us Shem Nimcha B'Gilva Meres Eni Shaisa Ma'aron Isa Mashka Isu Bal Kocha, that if the Megillah is erased, and at that point she says that I won't admit that I was Mizano, and I'm still claiming innocence, but L'maisa I'm not going to drink, at that point, since she caused the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be erased, therefore we force her to drink, and we would actually force her mouth open and pour the liquid down her mouth. And Rav Shimon holds V'achi Yashka Lugufai, in the pasuk where it states V'achi Yashka, it clearly states that after the Kmitza is hooked to Amizbecha, V'achi Yashka Se'isha Samayim, and therefore it seems clear that it's telling us that the order of the Ashka Saita is only after the Haktar of the Mincha, Shemakav Mincha V'achi Mashka. And Rav Shimon continues that even though V'hishka Kama, that we have the Ashka that says first, and this word is stated even before the Torah mentions that she has to bring her mincha. Rav Shimon teaches us Shem Hishka V'Achid Hikruvus Mincha Sekshira, that the Torah is telling us B'dievet, if she drank the Mayim Marim prior to bringing back the mincha, it would still be kosher. V'Hishka Basra, and the reason why the Torah says once again V'Hishka in Pasuk of Zayin as the third time is to teach us Shem Nimcha Begilva Amar Inishesim Aron Isam Mashka Isam Bakocha, that if after bringing her mincha and after erasing the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she claims that she's still innocent and she says I still don't want to drink from the Mayim Marim, that we'd still force her to drink from the Mayim Marim. And Rashi points out that according to Rav Shimon, the only time that we force her to drink from the Mayim Marim is only if the Mechikas Hashem happened at the proper time and it happened after she was already makar mincha. However, if they actually were Mechik to Hashem prior to bringing her mincha, then she would not be forced to drink the Mayim Marim. This is not like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and therefore comes out that Rav Shimon and Rabbi Kiva are actually being chaylik on two different different dinim. Number one, the chaylik, if we would actually force the yisaita to drink the mayim marim, if there was mechikas hamegillah prior to bringing of the mincha, Rabbi Akiva holds that we would force her, and Rabbi Shimon says we would only force her if the mechikas Hashem happened after hakrava of the mincha, and they also chaylik what the din would be if the yisaita drank the mayim marim prior to bringing her carbon mincha. As a koit Rabbi Akiva, it would be puzzle and would not be a valid hashkar saita. However, koit Rabbi Shimon, b'di'evid, that would still work, as he stated on Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, v'savra Rabbi Akiva, mashkan yisub al kacha, is it true that Rabbi Akiva holds that we force her to drink, but tanya we learn to the b'risa, Rabbi Yehuda states, kal b'shel bazel matilun teich piyah, we place an iron peg or an iron bit into her mouth in order to keep her mouth open. And the reason is that if the Megillah is erased and then she says that I'm innocent but I still won't drink, then we force her to drink. And the Lashem Aaron is like a person that will gargle water, because when you're putting the water down her mouth, it'll be as if she's gargling the water because she's trying to hold back from drinking the water. And Amar Rabbi Akiva responds back to Rabbi Yehuda, isn't the whole point of giving her the Mayim Marim to drink is in order to check her out if she's tummy or not, and by the fact that she doesn't want to drink, therefore it's clear that she actually is tummy, and therefore she'll be usher to her husband, and therefore there's no reason to force her to drink from the mayim marim ella, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says actually karva kaimitz yichoy lachzaba prior to bringing the mincha, then she could still be chayza mishikarva kaimitz, but once she brings her mincha in yichoy lachzaba, she can no longer be chayza, and you would force her to drink. Lemaisa, from the beginning of the words of Rabbi Akiva, it seems clear that Rabbi Akiva holds that we don't force her to drink bal karcha. And the Gemara is, according to your svar, Rabbi Akiva holds that we never force the woman to drink, then we should ask from Rabbi Akiva himself, as at the end of the words of Rabbi Akiva, he says, that once she brings her mincha, she cannot be chayza, and we force her to drink. But Rabbi Akiva had a svar that once she says she doesn't want to drink, therefore we know that she's examined and that she was tummy, and therefore she'll be asked to her husband, and there's no reason for her to drink any longer. And the Gemara therefore answers, like Kasha, how the Kadra about Machlus Sisa. It depends on the scenario. If we see a woman that's trying to be chayza because she's scared, therefore we could say that really she's innocent, and therefore we have to force her to drink the mayim marim because we want to make sure that she actually is cleansed and that she actually will become tar to her husband. However, if we see a woman that seems confident and she seems strong, and the only reason why she seems to be chayza is because at this point she realizes that the gig is up and she's actually have to drink from the mayim marim, and therefore she doesn't want to drink from the mayim marim, in this case we see that she really is tamei, and therefore there's no purpose in giving her this water to drink, and we wouldn't force her to drink bal karcha. And the Gemara explains, and this is what Rabbi Akiva meant to say, that if we see that she's acting out of strength and she actually acting out of a sound mind, even if she already brought a kmitza, we would still say that we don't force her to drink bal karcha because we know that she actually was guilty, and therefore it's pasha that she should be usher to her husband, and we wouldn't force her to drink. However, if we see that the reason why she's trying to get out of drinking is because she's scared, but in reality it's possible that she's really innocent, so actually karva kaimitz that katigla imcha megillah, then we don't force her in the following cases, actually karva kaimitz, if she didn't yet bring her kmitza, and therefore they didn't yet erase her megillah. Nami, even in a case where they did not yet bring her kmitza, imcha megillah the shleika din of a kohanim demachki, and even though the kohanim already erased her megillah and they did the shleika din as a coin to Rabbi Akiva, the only time the kohanim should erase her megillah is only after they already brought her mincha. On both of these cases, Matzi Hadriba, she could still refuse to drink, and we would not force her to drink. However, Mishikarva Kaimitz, once she already brought her kmitza, and at that point they already erased the Megillah, and the Bedin of the Kayanam Demachi, and the Kayanam did properly by erasing her Megillah, like Matzi Hadriba, at that point she cannot be Chayza, and Lefi Rabbi Akiva, we would force her to drink from the Mayim Marim. And we continue on Daf Chafa Menav, and the Gemara is Kashad Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Lecher, we have a stereo between Rabbi Akiva himself, as in the Brisa that we brought at the top of Yudhasa and Bays, Rabbi Akiva stated that we learned from Vehishka, Shimnumcha Megillah by Maris, Eni Shaisa, Ma'arna Isa, Mashkan Isa Balkacha, and it seems Rabbi Akiva hold that once there's Mechikas Megillah, then we would force her to drink Balkacha, and then we see in our second Brisa that the only time Rabbi Akiva forces her to drink from the Mayim Marim is only if she already brought her Mincha, and there was already a Kravis HaKaimitz, as well as Mechikas Megillah. And as the Gemara states, Hasam Am Mechikam Akva, in the first Brisa, Rabbi Akiva clearly states that the defining factor as to forcing her to drink from the Mayim Marim is the Mechikas Hashem, and And the second brayso, Rabbi Akiva clearly states that the defining factor in deciding if we're going to force her to drink from the Mayim Marim is if she actually already brought her kmitza and they already erased the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And the Gemara answers, there's a machlokes between the first brayso and the second brayso, and there are two different tanoim that had two different versions of what Rabbi Akiva stated. And the Gemara continues, and asks the shayla according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that when there's a woman who holds strong and based on brios, she says that I will not drink, and therefore it's muchach that she really was tamei. The only reason that she didn't protest until this point is because she never thought that they'd get to the point of giving her to drink, but now that she's about to drink, so therefore she's protesting, and really she's tamei, and that's why we would say that she doesn't have to drink, because the maisha she's going to be asked to her husband, and we don't want her to die. The Gemara is, Amr ina shayse machat b'yusa, if a woman would say that I don't want to drink, and we see that she's not saying so out of fear, but she's saying so, and she's still well, and she's doing so with her full capacities, the chazva amr shayseni, and then she changes her mind, and she says, I will drink ma'u, what is the din? And the Gemara defined the shayla, kiyum de amr ina shayse, do we say that since she originally said, I will not drink, t'mayani kamra, is as if she said, I am tamei, and therefore, the kiyum de echzik nafsha betumah, since she already was machzik herself, that she's tamei, therefore, lo matzi hadriba, she can't be hadar, and she'll be asked to her husband, o idilma, kiyum de amr shayseni, or do we say that since the ma'isa she was chayza, and she said, I will drink, so galya daita, the mach b'susu hu d'amra, so therefore it must be that the reason why she originally refused to drink was because she was scared, and therefore at this point we should allow her to drink to prove her innocence and to be able to make sure that she should be mutter to her husband. And the Gemara is not pesha the shayla, and the Gemara states teku. And the Gemara continues, Amar Avu the Shmuel, the father Shmuel stated, Tzarech shitin ma'al techa mayim, that although this is not stated in the first in the pasuk, however you have to place a bitter item into the mayim amarim, my taima, and what is the reason? The Amar Kravik, the pasuk says, may amarim, that it's considered bitter waters, and even though the pasuk of the pasuk means that it's waters that cause bitter things to happen to this woman, however, it's mashma shemar and kvar, that the waters were already bitter, and therefore it must be that we put something bitter into the water in order for the taste of the water to actually physically be bitter as well, and we will stop over here.